A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, life will get rough. In fact, it will cost us our lives. Notice, I did not say it might cost us our lives. It must cost our lives. Jesus is the incarnation of God in our world. As the face of love, Jesus could only love. And consecrated in the truth, He incarnates mercy, compassion, justice. When he prays for us, his disciples, at the end of his life, his prayer is that all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. We become one with Jesus. We become mercy. We become compassion. We become justice. We become the healers, the teacher, the servants, the ones who sit at the table, no matter whose table it is. As we persevere in discipleship, like Jesus, we will know Gethsemane. We will stand before Herod. We will watch Pilate wash his hands of us. And we will hear the chief priests incite others against us. We will know Calvary. Because as a disciple, a genuine disciple of Jesus the Christ, we are one as He and the Father are one. And like Jesus, we are not finished at death. We too will rise into a new life. The stone will roll away, and we will be so transformed that we will stand in front of those who persecuted us. And with the wisdom, they are powerless to resist or refute. We will say, "Peace. Peace be to you." Yes, being a disciple does cost our lives. But what greater love is there than to give your life?